John Hall and Don Rawmaker will tell you things that nobody else will.
This show quite possibly could be the most important hour in the history of radio.
Now here are the hosts of The Control Factor, Don and John.
We're on with Don and John. Actually, John is working today, so he's going to give us a call and touch base with us and let us know how things are going in the medical world. And, you know, we had a pretty interesting show yesterday, and there are so many things that are going on in our country right now that just, golly, it makes it wonderful to be in talk radio. You know, one thing about being on RBN, being on this network, is that people that listen to us, our listening audience, are reasonably sophisticated. They're probably more sophisticated and more well-rounded than, than most of the people that listen to Hannity or Rush or whomever. And because of that, as a talk show host, I don't have to be really politically correct. I can actually say the things that you know, we've all been talking about for the last 50 years without having to worry about being criticized over, I don't know, a statement that you make or whatever, because the fact that the people that are listening to us are sophisticated enough to understand that you don't have to be politically correct to care. So, anyway, I think Dr. Hall is on the line. John, you there?
Hey, Don, how are you today? Sorry I can't be there in the studio with you. Got a stamp out disease today, so.
Man, you know what? No earthquakes yesterday, John.
No earthquake, so boobquake didn't work anywhere, did it?
Well, it worked for us, but I don't think it worked. I kind of liked it. It wasn't bad.
You know, I was perusing the technology pages yesterday, and I don't know if you brought it up, but noticed there's a company called PIP Technologies in the UK that are going to start issuing speeding tickets to people there in the UK via satellite, imaging your plate, the number, and detecting your speed via satellite.
And, you know, I actually, you told me about it this morning, and I pulled it up, and I actually pulled up PIP Industries instead of technology, so I got some silly stuff, so you're going to have to share it a little bit more. But you know what, I will tell you this, the lies that were perpetuated on the folks in England, my wife is from England, and you know, for years and years and years, they told people, oh, we need cameras on every corner, you know, for your safety during the IRA bombings and so forth. Well, it didn't stop the bombings. They put cameras on every red light in downtown London to write you a ticket if you run a red light or whatever, and that was for your safety. And now they're saying that they're going to start writing you speeding tickets by using satellite technology for your safety. And John, as you and I well know, this is just another step in control, man. In our country is next.
That's the police state, and they want it here just the way they have it in Europe.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's the lies that are perpetuated by the government to control the individuals. And it's rampant in England and in London, Great Britain, period. It's rampant. Alcoholism in England is bizarre. I mean, it's just 48% of the people in England profess to have drinking problems. So that means there's probably 70% of them that do.
You know, well, they're using it as an escape.
They have to. They have to because they live in a police state, and that's exactly where we're going. We're headed in that direction. And unless we get organized, unless we get frightened enough that we feel like that we need to do something and not have to worry about being politically correct about everything that we do, then, John, we're going to be in the same position, man. That's the next step. You there?
Yep.
Okay. I'm done. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, and, you know, the other thing we're going to be talking about this week is what's going on in Arizona and the impending race war that the Obama administration would like to start.
Listen, you're listening to Don and John on the Control Factor. We're going to our first break. We get back to Christine Harris to talk about the race war in Arizona.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome back to the Control Factor. I missed my cue there, guys. Forgive me. We've got Christine Lynn Harris from San Francisco that has called in, and we're going to go to her in just a minute. She had some very interesting things happen to her after the last time that she was on our show. Christine has been on our show numerous times, and we love having her on. And she's going to share with you guys some of the stuff that happened to her after she was on our show. Which is kind of cool. I mean, it's scary for her, obviously, but it was kind of cool, the fact that, at least we were making some type of impact. I got something I want to share with you real quick before we go to Christine. I got an email from a friend of mine. His name is Satch, and Satch is a very devout, great Christian man, in retired military and retired from another corporation here in Texas. And he's the member of the Christian Motorcycle Association and so forth, and the group of guys that he rides with are very, very in tune with what's going on spiritually and religiously in this country, or they try to stay in tune with it. But anyway, he sent me an email that was talking about Muslims in the Obamacare and so forth, I'm not going to get into it I'm not going to delve into it too deep today, because the fact that, again, we don't talk about conspiracy theories on the Control Factor. So I've got to do a little more research. I've I made some phone calls this morning to follow up on this, but there is one thing in this email that is really interesting. It talks about, you know, how your president, President 44, shoved this healthcare bill down our throat with his little minions and so forth in Congress, and forced us to do something that we didn't want to do. Well, there is, and you know, we talk about secret societies and so forth, and all the conspiracy that goes behind the Bushes belong to this, and this one belongs to the Masons and so forth. But there is a secret society, guys. That secret society is and it's not that secret. You know, and I firmly believe that your president's involved in it. But anyway, again, I do know this for a fact, that Islam considers insurance to be gambling, risk-taking, and usury, and thus they banned it. And Muslims are specifically granted exemption based on this. Now, this is part of the... I need to find out about the exemption before we delve into it. And if there's anybody that's listening to us now that knows anything about it, please share it with me. But I do know that insurance is considered gambling in the Muslim religion, in Islam. It's risk-taking and it's usury. And that's it's definitely in their book, the Quran. It definitely speaks of this, but the exemption part of it, I'm not real certain on. So we need to. I'm going to follow up on that, and I'm going to share that with you guys probably tomorrow or Thursday. So anyway, now that I've I've beat my drum, I think that we've got Christine Lynn Harris on the line. Christine, you're on with Don and John of the Control Factor. Are you there?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on today. As always, I appreciate it.
Well, we love having you on. You know that.
Well, and I love being on because I think we have to share these things, because if we don't talk about it and expose it, it's going to continue.
Well, and that's how we win, Christine, is we have to expose it. We have to, you know, and I don't know if you're a spiritual person, but there's a verse of Scripture that, and I don't normally quote Scriptures, but there's a verse of Scripture that basically says that fear is of the devil or of Satan or Slewfoot, whatever you want to call him. And if we live in fear, we're living in the realm of the evil one. And you obviously are not living in fear, because you are attacking this thing head on, and I just, God bless you for it.
Well, and I thank you. And, you know, I think that there's all kinds of quotes and phrases and words of wisdom from all kinds of books, and I think it's important that we listen to it, you know. I was actually doing what is called an ion foot bath this week to detox my body of the poisons that have risen of me with my burned organs. And I picked up a book that talked about the American Indians, the Native Indians, and the quotes that I was reading while I was doing this, I think my mouth was on the floor, because we read history books that teach us, you know, the opposite side of the story, when we don't actually hear the sides of the Native Americans. And this one chief, Native American, said, you know, you've come to my land to take my food, to rape and pillage. I will fight to the bitter end. And I thought, wow, because that's how I'm feeling. If you know, I didn't start this fight. I didn't start it.
Right.
But I'm surely going to keep doing what I'm doing, writing and exposing. And my father, my mother always taught me as a child, don't you ever start a fight, but you better finish it.
Amen. Yeah.
They didn't realize who they were dealing with when they dealt with me. They might have technology, because that's the only thing that they have. But I'll tell you what, I have a drive and a will and a determination inside me that I am going to put these people in jail.
And you know what? You're going to. I know you will. I know you will.
New York Marathon in 2004, come heck or high water, and I put myself through college at the University of Oregon, and when I put my mind to something and I want something, I get it.
There you go. Well, tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, as much as you would like, share with us what happened the last time you were on the show.
I was on a show, I believe, the week of the 24th, 25th.
Okay.
And I had called into your show. It was the last time we spoke. And I got a text message on my cell phone, which, by the way, I'm extremely grateful for this text message because they've given me very strong evidence. And I got it on my little BlackBerry, and it's on March 29th, 2010, at 7:12 p.m. and 52 seconds. And it's from phone number 510-409-9908. And as we know, this phone number could be completely random, and it may not go anywhere. You know how they call us, or they give us these numbers, and you call back, and there's nothing to call back on.
Right.
So the text message says, "Yeah, everyone, keep yourself clean. Nothing they can use against you. Their M.O. is to arrest some dumb group of people and then go after the real target, who is usually outspoken. Since they monitor everything, they just keep you on the list."
Wow.
But for me, that was beautiful because it proves everything. And I'll tell you what, I went down to the police station with my friend Marlon Crump, who has been by my side since February 2009. He is a victim of police brutality, where a group of police officers ransacked his house, racially profiling him and pointing guns at his head. And if you've met this person is the least criminal or nonviolent human being you could ever meet. So we go down to 850 Bryant, which is the main station. He said to always go to the main station. There's lots of action, lots of cameras. So that's what I do now. That's where the DA is. That's where all the key people are. I go down very prepared. I go down with a letter. I go down with a letter with a line so they can put the police report number in it. And at the very end, I say, hand-delivered April 2nd, 2010, and then I say in bold letters, "Please keep this in my file. Please use my words when creating a police report for accuracy. Attached letters are Jim Guest letter and Dr. M.A. Persinger psych letter for EMF Frey." Okay?
Right.
I state on this letter, perpetrators are Deborah Davids, Peter Davids, Michelle Beasley, Sergeant Raymond Beasley. This is part of an ongoing harassment of organized stalking list I was put on for revenge. Okay? Now, okay, for the sake of not embarrassing SFPD, San Francisco Police Department, too much, I'm not going to play the recorded message I got from someone so kindly leaving me a message stating that my file is missing.
What?
Then what happened? My file is missing. So I'm not allowed to get a copy of this police report because my file is missing. Then I get a letter from somebody at San Francisco Police Department stating that the file is missing too. So now I have it in writing, because before I've not been able to get my police reports, because that's how their MO is. If a police officer is involved, you can't get copies of your police reports. And so I've had that problem, but now I've got confirmation. I've got a voicemail, which I recorded, and I have a letter from a person by the name of F. Liu in report management section room 475. She says, "I sent a request to Southern Station for a report, but they don't have it on file." I'm like, really? Well, here, let me contact the city attorney, the mayor, the DA, and all kinds of other people, including every department at SFPD, and let me give you this file once again so you can find it.
My goodness. Did they ever find it?
Last week.
See, we got a good break.
Thank you. is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're on with Donna John. John is not with us today. He's going to call in. He should be calling in here in a second because he wants to talk to Christine Harris. Christine, you're back on with Donna John with Control Factor.
Thank you. What did you think of that?
You know, I am... One thing, I just... You're right. They don't know who they're messing with, you know, because you are so persistent. I'm dumbfounded by your persistence, and I think it's wonderful, and you know, you're doing a wonderful job. But, you know... You hear stories like this, Christine. People tell us about... most of the time we think it's conspiracy theory. We think that, you know, that stuff really doesn't go on. But you are living proof that this happens. Now, you've gone through the gang stalking. You've gone through all the negative things. You've done everything that as a citizen that we're taught to do. You go to law enforcement. You know, as little bitty kids, the first thing we're taught to do, that if somebody's messing with you or you feel... fearful, go to a police officer. You know, go. The police will help you. And in your situation, that's just not the case. And it's not it's not just you. It's everybody that professes to every TI that I've ever talked to has had the exact same situation, because these guys are not there to help you.
No, they're you know what I get about the San Francisco Police Department is they're a huge gang. They are a licensed group of people who are a gang. And you know what? I had a car ride last week And this guy was giving us a little tour before we got to the airport, and he says, you know, he goes, that area over there, he goes, you know, when I, he must have been in his 70s. He said, when I was about 10 years old, I got lost. Police officers picked me up in a car, took me to the ice cream shop, and took me home. I said, you've got to be kidding me. He goes, no. I said, you know what they would do to you today? They'd take you down to the police station and arrest your parents for child abuse.
And then throw him in, then call CPS and have him thrown in foster care.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, where has our country gone?
Well, and part of that,
I've always been there, and I just never knew it.
You know what? No, I don't think so. What's happened is these guys are the police officers are so callous because of all the garbage that they see on a daily basis. You know, by all the inner city urban warfare that goes on with all the drugs and the violence that goes on with all these young Gen Xers and Gen Y and Gen Z people and so forth, the very godless group of folks, that the police officers are so callous that they have to, they don't have any choice any longer. Do you think that they could take some little 13-year-old gangbanger in Oakland and put him in the backseat of the car and take him for ice cream now? Hell no. That kid will pull a knife on him and try to cut their throat. And that's our fault. That's our fault. You know, we've done that. We've allowed this to happen. But somebody like Christine Lynn Harris or John Hall or, you know, you guys that are fighting this fight, maybe we can win this. Maybe we can win it back to where the police officers are not so callous. And maybe they'll understand. You know what, Christine, what I don't understand is as persistent, if you were delusional, if you were insane, you would not have the wherewithal to do the things that you're doing. If you know,
yeah.
if they said Dr. Hall was delusional, he wouldn't have the wherewithal to do the things that he's doing. You're pretty well non-functional whenever you're in that psychotic state. And you guys are fighting the good fight. Why don't the people, the powers that be, why don't they see that?
It's about power and control. And what I understand about the police officers and dealing with a woman by the name of Nisha Azari, whose son was brutally murdered by many officers at the Metreon Theater about 8 years ago, Idris Stelly. If you Google him, you'll find him all over the internet. She has taught me there is this blue code of silence where they totally, a police officer can commit a crime and they cover it up. But boy, they're out there every day making everybody else look wrong and looking bad. But no matter what they do, they always want to look good.
Right, right. Hey, Christine, we've got Dr. Hall back on the line. John, you with us, man?
You know what? We've seen a little bit of that in San Antonio, but you know, thank God, our police department, you know, McManus, heading up the San Antonio Police Department. Believe it or not, he's actually turned on several of his officers that have broken laws here. So it's at least in our city that seems to be kind of changing. You don't see near the cover-ups with SAPD that you used to.
Beautiful.
Well, Christina, we'll tell you this: I was born and raised in Austin, Texas. And we've got our chief of police in Austin is, he's from California. And he was with the Highway Patrol in California and so forth. And he's actually doing a really good job. I had a business partner of mine that was, he was a police officer and he didn't have a lot of ethics. You know, it was the dollars were the bottom line for him. And, this guy, you know, continuously got in trouble a couple of times, and the chief of police fired him, and this guy was a homicide detective. I mean, he wasn't a beat cop. So at least fortunately, I don't think we have the urban violence in Austin and San Antonio that you guys have in San Francisco or you have in Oakland or, you know, in San Jose or whatever, in that part of the country. I just don't think we have it, and I don't think our police officers are quite as callous as they might be in an urban setting like San Francisco, but there's no excuse for it. Oh my gosh, we got to go to another break. John, hey, can you stay with us? John, I guess he's not there. You're on the Control Factor with Don and John. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Cool Factor. You're home with Don and John. John is going to call in today, and our guest today is Christine Lynn Harris from San Francisco. Christine, you still with us?
I am.
Good. Good. Well, let's go where we're... John, are you still there? Do you hang up? Okay, John's gone. He's got to go make sick people well. Anyway, Christine, also, I got an email from you. John forwarded it to me, if you sent it to me. Wasn't there another Christine that's a talk show host that's a friend of yours that has got herself in a pretty negative situation?
Oh, Christy with Truth Brigade Radio?
Yes.
And I don't see, but the gist of it is, I believe she has a radio station. They came in and claimed she was child abused and took her children and put her in jail.
So, because she was speaking the truth, she was on the radio speaking the truth, the Gestapo came in, arrested her, said that she was an unfit mother, and took her children away from her.
Correct.
Amazing. Now, where did this happen? Where does she live?
I don't know that answer. I'd have to go back in my archives and see where she lives.
I was hoping it wasn't Northern California.
Oh, it wasn't Northern California. I mean, this is all these stories are literally. I mean, I'm appalled that this is happening in this country. Like, I just can't. I wake up every day and go, am I in an absolute utter nightmare? What are these people doing to me? And why? I mean, I write in this little complaint. I mean, I say in my letter, with the text message, a series of strange things happened to me since a notice of complaint was filed with the Attorney General for the State of California for information. Deborah Davis, the president of a homeowner association at 720 York Street, San Francisco, California, 94110, Bryant Street, Square Loft. All of this unnecessary harassment for a piece of paper. I cannot even imagine doing these things to someone. All for a piece of paper that she had to sign and send in. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. Where is this woman's head, number one? Number two, she needs to be put in jail for life. Because I see it this way. I'm not her only victim. She's done this before. And you know what? If she isn't put in jail, she's going to continue doing it because she's like a vampire. This is her drug. She gets off on hurting people.
You know, you're exactly right. Because the power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. She's completely and totally corrupted because of the fact that nobody can touch her. You know, nobody can touch her, and at this point, nobody has. And I can promise you that if she's doing this to you, in the sadistic enjoyment that this woman and her little minions are getting from this, you're not the only one, and you're not going to be the only one.
Oh, and I have to tell you something. I've gotten pretty tenacious lately, and talk about courage. I thought, you know what? If the San Francisco Police Department and the powers that be and Congress and the president, everybody's going to let this woman do what she's done, and she's never going to be held accountable, then I'm going to take my affidavit, which I've created, a sworn document. Now I've got a legal binding document, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to fax it, mail it, send it to all three of the women's prisons in the state of California, and I've sent it to San Quentin State Penitentiary, and now, yesterday, I just got Pelican Bay's fax number to the warden. It's like, I am going to put this woman in jail, come hell or high water.
Just be very careful. I mean, you're a very intelligent woman. Just be very careful how you what wording that you use. But I think you're on the right track. I think that you have to bring this to the forefront. You have to make everybody aware of what's going on. And what I find amazing is I know here that if we can specifically say, John is my stalker, you know, this is what's going on, then they'll go after John.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it not that way in California? Why is it not that way in San Francisco? I don't understand. Now, if you were just saying, I think it might be so-and-so, or it's possible that it could be, then obviously the law enforcement's not going to do anything. But if you specifically say it's this woman, you have her name, why haven't they investigated it?
Because her husband works for Jones Day Law Firm, who is the largest international law firm in the world. They're extremely connected to every department. And Sergeant Raymond Beasley, who's the property manager's husband, is a police officer. These women and these people think they are untouchable. And you know what? This is how I look at it. Bernie Madoff thought he was untouchable, too, for 20 years, right?
Right.
And I'm not saying what he did was right. What I am saying is this. Bernie Madoff didn't physically harm people. He ruined them financially. But he didn't stalk them and try and murder them and burn their organs and on and on and on and on. And he eventually got caught. And I think these people think they're never going to get caught. You know what? They do get caught. It's just a matter of time. But what's mind-boggling is Nancy Pelosi just got several threatening messages after the health care bill was passed. The person who made calls to her, just made calls to her, was put into jail. I have been going through this for a year and a half and have been murder attempted. I've had a murder DVD by my car. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And you know what? Nobody's batting an eye at the people that have done this to me because I'm not important.
Truly amazing. And see, you in my eyes, are just as important, probably more important than Nancy Pelosi. You know, Nancy Pelosi has chosen her path. You did not choose this path. This path was chosen for you. In my side, you are much more important than that. But you know, the you were talking about that law firm. Probably, I mean, if it were me, if this were happening to me, I would have turned every stone on earth over that has anything to do with this law firm and find. There's got to be some dirt if they're this powerful, if they're this big. They have to be involved in something. They have to be involved in some type of covert crap, either, you know, involved with the NSA or the DOD or something. There has to be some type of involvement. And if we research and look long and hard enough, you can find the garbage on a law firm and then go after the law firm. Once the law firm is exposed, then you can expose the people that are involved in it, you know, the people that are stalking you.
I have reported them to the American Bar Association, and I have reported them to the Federal Bar Association. I can tell you something. I've not reported them to the California Bar Association because one of the perpetrators who stalked me is part of the association, so that wouldn't do me any good.
Well, but you have to have specifics, don't you? I mean, if you just call them up and call the bar.
I do, and I do. I have specifics. Right. Yeah.
And if they have to, by law, they have to investigate it.
Yeah, when we know how that goes.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Huh. Well, I am dumbfounded that they're not doing any more for you. I really am. But the work that you're doing is brilliant. It really is. It's the email that I got, and I'm kind of lost for words because I'm thinking about this poor woman that was a talk show host and was spreading the truth and not. You know, not it wasn't conspiracy theory. I don't know. I mean, I never learned. John has been on her show. She did an interview with Dr. Hall. I don't know anything about her. I didn't even know about it until you guys shared it with me. But just because of the fact that, you know, that makes they're trying to make it truthful for me and for Dr. Hall and for the guys in RBN. You know they're trying to make it where we're afraid to share the truth. Are they going to come kick our door in and arrest us for something that you know, I don't know, we didn't do? Fortunately, my kids are grown. They can't get me for child abuse. They might get me for stupidity, but they can't get me for child abuse. But, it's frightening. It's frightening. And this all of this goes back, reverts back to, you know, the genesis is your story, basically. You know, it's, as far as I'm concerned, because of the stalking and the control that has been perpetrated on you and perpetrated on John and Kevin Bond and just hundreds and hundreds and thousands of other people. And nothing, absolutely nothing is being done about it. And I don't understand it. I can't get my head around it. But anyway.
I'm with you. I shake my head and go, are you kidding me? I mean, a friend of mine handed me a DVD 4 years ago called V for Vendetta, and it's about, you know, these people in costumes, and the gist of the film is your freedom of speech is being taken away, your freedom of religion is being taken away, and the film is highlighting what's really happening, but it does it with undertones, you know, is that it's theatrical, but it's the truth. Our freedom of speech is being taken away. You know, I'll tell you something. I have some mentors in my life. I have many. Dr. Maya Angelou says to tell the story. Tell the story. And that courage is one of the most amazing, amazing characters and attributes and virtues that anybody could ever have. And you know, those words have sat with me for the past probably 5 or 6 years since I heard her speak them. And I will not be silenced.
Good. Good. Well, you know, they've tried. They've tried. And you would think is the hard battle that you have fought that they would walk away from you, Christine, that they would find...
If I were them, I would. I mean, the thing is they don't understand. The more they push me, the more they push, the more they threaten, I go the opposite direction of where they want me to go.
Why wouldn't they? Well, you know, most people are lazy, especially controlling people. They're lazy, and they usually take the path of least resistance. And if you create resistance, as you have, you would think that, unless they're just, they're hell-bent that they're going to break you, but I don't see that happening. It's kind of like, kind of like John, you know, they tried everything in their power to break Dr. Hall, and they couldn't, and they didn't, and they haven't, and that's exactly what's going on with you. So
it's people like you and Dr. Hall and James Walbert and Kevin Bond who inspire me to keep doing what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm not a competitive person. I've never been competitive in any way. I'm not jealous of other women. I'm not competitive in sports. I've always played just to have fun. Really, that's who I am. I don't need to win. But I'm going to say something. I am going to win this.
But you know what, Christine? You don't have any choice. I mean, you know,
exactly.
The
I have no choice.
That the choice is roll over and curl up in a fetal position and you know, let the evil win or to fight it. And mm-hmm. you know, golly, they've got a fight on their hands with you. Thank God.
You know, there's a time to choose your battles. There's a time to walk away. And I would have walked away from this a long time ago, but once they burned my organs, then I was prepared to do whatever it's taking. It's like, you know, they say there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Once they burned my organs, I lost all the fear. It's like, what else can you do to me? You've hurt my body.
I will share something with you that I normally don't share, but after you making that statement, years ago when we were in the jungle working for our government, you would be afraid for your life. There would be shots being fired at you and you firing back and so forth, just a very negative situation. And the way that you overcome that fear is by saying in your mind, all they can do is kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've established that, all they can do is take away my life. And once you've established that in your mind, then you've overcome your fear. Once you've overcome that fear of death, you know, what's happening with you, it's fearful. Whenever somebody's burning your organs with electromagnetic energy, and it's painful, and you're fearful because you're thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Once you get to the point where you say, you know what, it's okay. It's all right to die. Let's take a shot. That's when the bad guys or the evil people have to run the other direction because you've alleviated the fear that they're counting on. And that's
the thing is I look at myself as being a very lucky person because there's been attempts of murder on my life with these unseen weapons several times. But I look at it like this. I have been lucky enough to tell my story. So if they want to kill me, by all means, please, I mean, you know, whatever they do, they do. But
right.
My story's already told. I got to tell my story, and that is a gift.
Have you thought, and I'm sure that you have, and there's probably 1,000 people that will collaborate with you, of writing the book, writing the definitive book on this. You know, you and John, you know, John has written his book, and he's working on the second book. But, you know, there has to be the definitive book on this, Christine, and you and Hall and Kevin and so forth, you guys that are not fearful of this technology, not fearful of the people that are perpetrating this evil on you guys. Y'all need to write the book, man. Y'all need to put it together. Because there has to be, you know, it's easy to erase that. There's been talk, even here on this on our show, there's been really special shows that we wanted to replay, and there have been times where part of it didn't record properly or whatever. So when you're counting on, and the people, the perpetrators that are affecting you and John and the other TIs, they use electronic technology to attack y'all. What makes you think that they can't destroy you know, every recorded voice that or every recorded show that you've ever been on, you know, or anything that we've ever said. So, but when you put it in a written form, in a published written form, it's kind of hard to destroy all the books. You know,
that's very true. And you know, I think at one time that would be great, but it's like I feel like I'm having a constant battle to fight. And the thing about all the work that I've done is that I'm so exposed, literally so exposed, that, you know, if I were to pass away, there might be somebody to dig all this up and write a book or a movie on it. I mean, I have a 2-hour interview of which I've never shared. It's actually a live interview. It's recorded. I'm on film. I've not done anything with it yet. Doug Millar, private investigator, and Ted Gunderson, FBI agent, have it.
Christine, we've got to go to break. Hang on. We're going to our last segment after this break. You're listening to The Control Factor with Don and John, and we will be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Control Factor with Don and John, and today's guest is Christine Lynn Harris from San Francisco. And before we go, Christine, I've got a little housekeeping. I've got some callers on the line, John from Canada and Leo in Mass, and in Hall of Fame caller JG in California. Guys, I'm not going to take phone calls today. I want to finish up with Christine, but thank you all for calling, and give me a call tomorrow, and we can share with our audience whatever you guys have on your heart. So anyway, okay, Christine, we're back. We've got about 3 minutes.
3 minutes. You know, I just really wanted to say thank you for allowing me to speak and giving me a voice. It means absolutely everything to me. And I also wanted to say something about the people who judge and criticize others. I ask them to do this. I ask them to consider the fact that people say and do things that they don't agree with. Does that mean they're wrong?
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for sharing that, because I get criticized a lot because I am not politically correct. I am not geared that way. I'm not going to be. I don't understand politically correct. Politically correct is a way it's just another form of control as far as I'm concerned, Christine. And you, obviously, I don't want to ever say anything that's going to be hurtful or harmful to anybody. But if I do, I don't do it out of malice. You know, I don't do it to intentionally hurt somebody. I just do it because, you know, I'm just an ignorant hillbilly from Central Texas, man. That's my excuse.
I congratulate you for being authentic.
Well, I can't. I don't know any different. You know, I was raised by a bunch of hardworking, blue collar, extremely motivated and successful group of people that raised me. And I was a black sheep because I went and got an education, and I was actually ostracized from getting an education because in my family's world, you work hard and you do the right thing. Well, those guys taught me, they gave me a work ethic, but they also taught me how not to be politically correct, and I have to be who I am. You know, and I was criticized about something that I said yesterday, and I'm okay with that. I'm a big boy and I can take it, but I'm also not going to, you know, it's important for me to share my experience, strength, and hope, and to have people like you that are willing to share your innermost feelings and secrets and all the negative stuff that's going on. Most people are fearful to share the stuff that you share, Christine. And if
my mother taught me to be real. My mother taught me to be real, you know? She taught me to be myself. And
well,
For those who judge and criticize, I ask them to look in the mirror. If they're perfect, then you come to me and tell me how I need to be.
Yeah, and you know what? And most people that criticize folks like you or I or Hall, and Hall's much more politically correct than I am, but the people that criticize us for the things that we say, they just don't have the wherewithal, the internal fortitude to say it themselves, and so they're going to be critical. But anyway, listen, we've got 1 minute. You got something you want to close with? We've got 1 minute.
I just wanted to say I'm grateful. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. And you know what, Christine? You're in our thoughts, you're in our prayers. What you're doing is brilliant. I just adore what you're doing. You know, there's a lot of folks. If the TIs, if the group of from Freedom and so forth, if you guys could ever get organized.
Could you imagine the mountains we could move?
It'd be phenomenal. But what I've seen is it's just, because of the nature of the stuff that y'all are going through, you know, everybody's all paranoid and this guy's doing this and, this guy's a plant or they don't know what they're talking about or whatever. Anyway, listen, I've got to run. I've got 25 seconds. Christine, God bless you. Keep up the good work. Folks, y'all have been listening to The Control Factor with Don and John, and we will see y'all bright and early from downtown Boulevardy, Texas, tomorrow morning. See ya.
Introducing the new GoPro.